Music Corner presents a Malay song called Wisata Siak or Siak Tour by Uchomond, Wak Leman, Ernie Rashid, and Melka. The song Wisata Siak was written by Atah Rian. This song tells the story of Siak, one of the districts in Riau province. The lyrics tell that Siak is so beautiful. The people of various tribes live in harmony and the culture is rich. The lyrics contain a message to invite traveling to the city of Siak to enjoy the old relics that are still preserved, such as Siak Palace. Well, listener, here is the song Wisata Siak by Uchomond, Wak Leman, Ernie Rashid, and Melka. Happy listening.
110 activities from 37 provinces in Indonesia enter Karisma Event Nusantara 2025. The Karisma Event Nusantara is a strategic collaboration between tourism ministry and regional governments, as well as related stakeholders, to increase the positive image of Indonesian tourism. And related to this, we have a dialogue with title 9 West Sumatra Tourism Events Enter Karisma Event Nusantara 2025. And we have two guests. The first is Fiftinia Oktagusni as Tourism Marketing Staff of West Sumatra Province Government. And the second one is Bilu Priscilia as Edu Tourism Enthusiast. Now let's greet as the first Bu Fiftinia. Bu Fiftinia.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so Bu Fiftinia, how can I call you?
You can call me Titin.
Okay, Bu Fiftinia. Okay. Now let's greet another one, Bilu Priscilia. Pak Bilu.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bilu from Padang, West Sumatra.
Okay. It's me, Faisal, at the studio of Voice of Indonesia, Bilu.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Kak.
Okay. Well, Bu Titin, you know that actually 9 West Sumatra Tourism Event enter Karisma Event Nusantara 2025. Actually, yeah. What are the events? Could you explain about this? Hello, Bilu.
Hello, hi.
Yes, this is related to 9 West Sumatra Tourism Event, Enter Karisma Event Nusantara 2025. Actually, can you tell us why you established the community of tourism education?
Oh, okay, thank you. So, I'm from Padang, and now I am in education and also in conservation. And also in conservation. And also I'm a tourism. I have activities in tourism, also in one of destination in Padang. We call it Objek Wisata Gunung Padang. So now I'm dedicated to promoting sustainable tourism and environmental conservation. Mm-hmm. So we are in Pokdarwis. Pokdarwis is tourism awareness group, which is integrated tourism education and also the primate conservation. So, you know, in Gunung Padang, we have one of the extinct primates here. It's Lutung Kelabu, or we call it in Minang, Cingkua. So this is one of the extinct primates that we have in here.
Okay, well, what make you... interesting. What makes you interested in establishing this community, Bilu?
Because I just wanna have a contribution for all of the sustainable tourism and also for the people around here. Because you know, tourism is the one of the best way to get a good condition and economics, and also to And also for all of the teenagers around here, increase their self in tourism.
So they are actively involved, yeah, at this community.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So how does your community synergize to educate people about tourism?
Sometimes we have collaborate with various stakeholders, including also the local communities, environmental organization, and also the educational institution for promotion and the responsible of our tourism now. Because we have a main program in conservation to protect this silvery lutung.
Okay. Now let's greet Bu Titin, who has been connected with us. Bu Titin.
I don't know that.
So finally,
for the connection.
Bu Titin, actually, can you tell us, explain about us? I mean, explain to us about the 9 West Sumatra Tourism Event that enter Karisma Event Nusantara 2025.
Okay, absolutely. We have pros and out items that showcase the diversity of and richness of the Sumatra culture, history, and natural beauty. First, we have Festival Siti Numbaya that will be held February 7th to 9th in Kota Padang. And then the second is the Festival Raki Raki that will be held in 2nd to 4th April in Agam Regency. And then the third Festival Pesona Mentawai that will be held in 17th to 20th July in Mentawai Island Regency. And then the next Rang Solo Baralek Gadang that will be held in August 7th in Solo. And also we have Sawah Lunto International Songket Silungkang Carnival that will be held in September, 5th to 7th September in Sawah Lunto City. And then we have Festival Limadnau in 21st to 23rd October in Tanah Datar Regency. And then we also have Sawah Lunto International Music Festival that will be held in October, 24th to 27th October in Sawah Lunto. And the last, we have Paminang Sabal Festival that will be held. Festival Pesona Minangkabau will be held in November, 2nd to 4th November in Tanah Datar Region. So we have 9 events that included in Karisma Event Nusantara.
Wow, excellent. It's full of activities, yeah, Bu Titina, until the end of 2025.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. So we have each month we have all 9 months we have full event, so we hope that this event will enrich the experience for the tourists who visit West Sumatra province.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and by streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Corps, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
So listener, let's continue our dialogue with Bu Titin and also Bilu Priscilia, still talking about 9 West Sumatra Tourism Events Enter Karisma Event Nusantara 2025. Bilu?
Okay.
Okay, hi. Well, what are the contribution, I mean, of your community for the events of tourism during this event, I mean, 2025 actually?
Our contribution for can even for now, because we are in conservation enthusiasts and cultural education advocates, we actively contribute to this event by opening a promotional booth to introduce our program. So we only contribute to join for the booth for introduce our program. So like, we are promote our sustainable tourism initiative, raise awareness about how to protect the seals for the Lutung because of the mass tourism for like that.
Well, I mean, does your community also invite maybe students or university students in Padang so that they are also able to, I can say, participate for this conserving.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. We also promotion our program for all of the school around us in Kota Tua Padang. So we try to introduce them about this extinct primates so they can help us to protect these primates from the tourism activities.
All right. Now let's turn to Bu Titin. Bu Titin, do you have any targets?
Okay, yeah.
Do you have any targets or visitors domestically and also in internationally during this event?
Okay. For this year in 2020, we targeting 20% increase from our last year we welcomed 19,142,000 domestic tourists and 76,000 international tourists. So we hope this year we will have a 20% increase in this from this number. So around 20 million visitors we are expecting this year.
Okay, so talking about the targets of visitors that you want to have, actually, what are the efforts that have been done by the local government to get this?
Okay. Can you repeat? I lost connection for a while.
Okay, Bu Titin, talking about the targets of visitors that you mentioned before, is there any effort so that the target can be achieved?
Of course, we as a government cannot stand alone. So we actively fostering collaboration with various stakeholders to ensure the success of this program and to ensure that we could achieve this target successfully, especially by given budgetary challenges. In recent years, we have established the we call the team as CTPETA, Creative Tourism Marketing Team. This group includes besides tourism office people department, we also collaborate with relevant government agencies, photographers, videographers, editors, and media professionals and influencers. The goal is to widen our professional to reach through the variety of media channels with a strong emphasis on digital platform and online media journalists. To support this publication of this event. So we hope this event will outreach a wider audience, build awareness to tourism for the tourists to visit West Sumatra province.
Okay. Now let's turn to Bilu Priscilia. Bilu, do you also need such collaboration with local government? Hello, Bilu Priscilia? Okay, it seems that we have also another trouble with Bilu Priscilia. Maybe the internet is still technical. Now let's turn to Bu Titin again. Bu Titin, actually, how do you?
Hello.
Okay, Bilu Priscilia.
Ah, okay.
Can you hear me?
Sorry, the signal is bad here.
Oh, okay. So technical problem with the signal. Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you also need such collaboration to promote your community with, I mean, stakeholders such as local government also, such Bu Titi?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a collaboration with the government also. And I think this collaboration is highly beneficial, yeah, for our ecotourism and also for our conservation program. So for the first, I think why is this collaboration is important for us? For the first is this is a policy and regulation support. We need a regulatory and also the policy support for protect domestic tourism happen in our destination, and it can save our fauna and our flora here. And for the first, we need this collaboration for the funding and grants from the local government.
So it is important, yeah, to have such collaboration with local government. Okay.
And also, it's more important is for the support us in infrastructure and also the facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, for all of the tourists never do something wrong in our destination. So it will not make it something wrong for our Lutung here.
Okay. Now let's turn to Bu Titin. Bu Titin, like what has been said by Bilu Krishna, that she also needs such, support from local government. How do you see this?
Yes, of course. For to keep the the tourism, we cannot only focus on the economic benefit from the tourism. We should be aware that the tourism activity can also cause or bring harm to our, our nature, and also, we call it sustainable tourism. We absolutely agree, and also we support. We actually, invited the community that can be community based tourism. We promote and we want that the community to get involved in the tourism industry because they to build the awareness in the community. Because we government cannot stand alone to keep this tourism and keep the tourism and sustainability go hand in hand. So we always encourage a community to involve and give us maybe the insight how to develop our tourism in more friendly and natural, socially and social and naturally friendly.
Okay, Bu Titin, let's come to the last question, especially now for Bilu. Do you have any such expectation for this event related to the empowerment of your community?
I just want to for all of the people want to very supportive and supportive for our program to protect our biodiversity around us, because destination is not about tourism. I just want to all of the people know about this, because please stop the mass tourism. Because in the destination, it's not about us, because there is animal and also the plant there. So please stop the mass tourism. I think that's enough for me.
Okay. Now, Bu Titin, go ahead of your expectation for this event.
Yeah, we hope that through this event, wider, we can introduce West Sumatra to wider audience, and more and more people will know West Sumatra, that this Sumatra not only famous for the culinary, but we also have a culture, rich in culture, rich in the, let's say, natural landscape. So through this event, we hope many visitors will come to West Sumatra, and we are more than happy to welcome you all in West Sumatra.
All right. Thank you very much, Ibu Fifteenia Oktagusni, namely called as Titin, Butitin. And also, Bilu Priscilla, thank you for your attention and time to join our special dialogue today.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So, well, listener, that was our special dialogue with Ibu Titin and also Ibu Bilu Priscilla. Still talking about 9 West Sumatra Tourism Events, Enter Charisma Event Nusantara 2025. I am Ano Faisal. Thank you very much and have a nice day.
Sambawe is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, Kambawe is served during family events or festivity, for example, during Idul Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making Kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the Kambawe. Finally, Kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying Kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
Located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic, and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holiday in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliff. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove, so this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliff that jumps into the sea is Nyai Rorokido's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on this beach.
Voice of Asia.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Are you still with me? Yes, I believe that you are still with me. And up to 6 o'clock p.m. local time, Jakarta. Well, with me, Ahmad Faisal. Of course, I'm still strong. I'm still loyal. And I'm still, you know, what's that? I'm still broadcasting to accompany you for maybe two hours ahead, but this is more than that. Well, you know that lot of information and even features and also filler that we share you, as well as our, you know, our dialogue that we have already shared you, listeners. And now we are going to share you our wise words. Now it is from Suharto. He said, "This is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people." The second president of Indonesia, General Retired Suharto, was known as the Indonesian father of development with a very vigorous
and many ideas. He played a role in carrying out land development as well as taking care of food and agriculture issues. Not only concepting and also planning everything, Suharto also went to the field to check the process of development. Business Line. Indonesian Minister of Agriculture Andi Aman Sulaiman has called on Indonesian farmer youth to work in the agriculture sector maximally in order to achieve self-sufficiency and food sovereignty. During the second national work meeting as well as the Indonesian Tani Youth Anniversary themed Sovereign Food Advance Indonesia, Minister Amran Sulaiman pointed out that in a statement received by Indonesia Window on Wednesday, the optimism for the revival of Indonesian agriculture must be maintained, especially through the younger generation. Sulaiman further said that he was confident that if all young people were engaged, Indonesia within 10 years could become a superpower in the food sector. Indonesian Minister of National Development Planning, head of the National Development Planning Agency, Rahmat Pambudi, stated that his party is designing an artificial intelligence-based mechanism to process and analyze information more effectively. Rahmat, while receiving a visit from National Resilience Council, as quoted from an official statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, explained that strategic information managed by the ministry can be used in collaboration with the National Resilience Council is to strengthen the country's defense and sovereignty. Well, listener, that's Newsline.